Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. On Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom. Our Gemara had asked the question that our Mishnah yesterday had taught us, the Mishnah at the beginning of our Perek, that Erev Pesach we may not eat close to the Zman. Close to the Zman, 9.5 hours into the day, because we want that we should eat the mitzvah matzah at night, Pesach, l'teyovim. So the Gemara had then asked the question, so why did the Mishnah only speak about Erev Pesach? Doesn't the same halacha apply on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? So the Gemara suggested was Rav Huna's teretz, that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Yossi. And Reb Yossi's opinion is that this is halacha that's unique to Erev Pesach, does not apply to every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that applies to every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. That was Rav Huna's teretz. Rav Papa was not satisfied with that teretz, and Rav Papa wanted to have that our Mishnah should even follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and says that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that there's a difference between Erev Pesach and every Erev Shabbos. On every Erev Shabbos, this man, when we're not allowed to eat, begins by the Mincha Ketana, and Erev Pesach, it begins a half an hour before. And as the Rishonim explained, the Hartzvi Aisor explains, because Pesach comes with a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the eve Pesach, so that's why Chazal were more machmer on Erev Pesach versus Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, this man only begins by the Mincha Ketana. The chiv of eating on Erev Shabbos on Friday night is not as significant as the chiv of eating on Pesach Matzah. And therefore, the halach is different on Erev Shabbos than it is on Erev Pesach. So ask the Gemara, and that's where we begin today's shiur. But Erev Shabbos, Somch L'Mincha Shari, are you going to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that Erev Shabbos, as long as it's not yet the Mincha Ketana, you're allowed to eat? V'atanya, asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Layochel Adam Be'erev Shabbos V'yom Tovim, Teisha Shos L'malo, a person shouldn't eat by 9 hours, which is a half an hour before the Mincha Ketana, because the Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, and we want Kadesh Yekonis L'Shabbos Keshu Tava. We want that he should enter Shabbos when he's hungry and only going to eat properly. Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi holds, Oich v'hoylech atcha, techshe she could eat all day Friday. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even on Erev Shabbos, the Zman, when you're not allowed to eat, begins a half an hour before the Zman, just like Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So how could Rav Papa try to differentiate this way between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos? So Mazutra, in trying to defend Rav Papa's approach, Man Lemelon, the Mataretztahi. What forces you to say that this Braisa should be considered an authentic Braisa, and therefore we now have a question on Rav Papa's Teretz? Dilma Mishabeshtahi. Maybe this Braisa is incorrect, and the Braisa should have said that it's only by 9.5 hours does Rabbi Yehuda hold every Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to eat. And therefore, we'll be able to explain that our Mishnah that singles out Erev Pesach is going to be consistent even with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi explains that the Tana, that said in the Braisa, what was the mistake? The Tana who said 9 hours should have really said 9.5 hours. Or as the Rashbam says, what the Tana should have said is min amincha malamala, not just, and be a little more clear. Why would we think, explains Tosfos, that this Braisa mishabeshtahi? Because that by saying that this Braisa is a mishabeshta, what we accomplish is that we could have that the Mishnah follows both the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, which is of course something that we always want to do, that we should have that the Mishnah follows all opinions, even the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Marema, Vitei Rav Yemer, Anoi Ikla Pirkei, I once attended the drasha, the lecture of Rav Pinchas Bereder of Ami, the Kam Tana V'Tam Kane. There was a Tana that got up and quoted this brisa with the version that we just learned, the Kibbleminei, and he accepted that version. So we see that the brisa is a correct version, and we can't say that the brisa is Mishabeshta. Yochi. But ask the Gemara if indeed this brisa represents a correct version. So back Kasha under Papa's Teretz, the Papa wanted to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason Erev Pesach is singled out, because by all Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda only holds Minam Mincha. And by Erev Pesach, it's going to be a half an hour before. Now that Teretz has fallen away, we have no choice, says the Gemara, El Machvarta Kedrafuna. We're going to have to revert to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, as Rav Huna said, that only Erev Pesach is there a special issue of eating till not eating on Erev Pesach because of the chiyuv of eating matzah. But that halacha does not apply on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Ask the Gemara, now we're reverting and suggesting that we have no other choice but to accept that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, is that Rav Huna minicha? Is that teretz such an acceptable teretz? Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vitema Amar Rabbi Avuah, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, that on Erev Pesach one may not eat from Samach l'Mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda says, Halacha Rabbi Yosef b'Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Shabbos you could eat all day long. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, the fact that the statement was made that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda means that when we say that the halacha follows a certain Tana or a certain Amira, it clearly implies Michal the Pligi Rabbi Yossi b'Tavayi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with it, and we're saying Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree not with Rabbi Yehuda not on Erev Pesach nor on every Erev Shabbos or Yontif, and we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach, and we're paskening like Rabbi Yossi by Erev Shabbos, but according to Rav Huna, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So how are we saying that how could you say so? Now, the obvious question is that Rav Huna is not obligated to Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And even though Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yossi disagrees, Rav Huna doesn't have to agree. And Rav Huna could say that Rabbi Yossi does agree with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So why is this such a great question? So I saw that Tosfos quotes the Mordechai and answers that the question of the Gemara is, why didn't we not like the Teretz the Rav Papa offered? Because it did not follow all the Amoraim. Because we wanted to say the Rav Papa's Teretz was a weak Teretz. And then we asked the question from the Braisa, and then we said Rav Papa's Teretz. Then we quoted a Braisa, and the Gemara said Mushubeshesi, that maybe that Braisa is not authentic. And the Gemara said it is authentic because one Amira followed that the Braisa is correct. So we see that our Gemara is trying to follow all Amoraim. So if our Gemara is trying to follow all Amoraim, Rav Huna's Teretz is not consistent either with the opinion of all Amoraim. Says the Gemara Loi, when the Gemara said that the halacha is like when the Amoraim said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in Erev Pesach, Mechlal, which implies the Pligi, the Rabbi Yossi disagrees even in Erev Pesach, it wasn't regarding the Isser to eat. Regarding the Isser to eat, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that one may not eat on Erev Pesach from half an hour before the Mechik Tana. They're arguing Mehafsaka. If somebody began to eat, and before the time, if somebody began to eat at a time when you're still allowed to eat, do you have to stop when that man comes? Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't have to, and Rabbi Yossi says you do. Rabbi Yehuda says you do have to, and Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to. So ask the Rishonim. So we're learning now to coin to Rabbi Yossi, even though he's agreeing that an Erev Pesach you may not begin to eat Samach L'Minchik Tana, but if somebody began eating earlier than that, he may continue eating. But ask the Rabbeinu David Arishan, I don't understand. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach Samuch L'Mechiktana? Because we are concerned that if you're going to eat at that time, you're going to not be able to eat the matzah with a geschmack. If that's the concern, so how come Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to stop? So the Rishonim answer, there's a difference between eating, stopping, and then eating again, or versus eating continuously. If somebody eats, and then he's full, and he stops to eat, it's difficult to eat again. But if somebody's continuing a meal without a stop, there you could continue eating even though you already ate plenty. And that's why Rabbi Yossi is lenient and says if you're still in the middle of eating, you need not stop. The Meiri actually says that this question that we're learning now is exactly the reason why the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yehuda b'Afsaka. That even though we follow normally the Pesach of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says if you began to eat, at the time that you're still allowed to begin to eat, you're allowed to continue eating. Still, that halacha is only all year round. But an Erev Pesach, where there's a concern that you're not going to be able to eat the matzah properly, that's why we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya. And the Gemara in fact quotes the Braisa, where we see the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding if somebody began eating at the proper time, what does he do? So says the Braisa, Mafsikin l'shabosos, if somebody in Erev Shabbos began eating before this man that you're not allowed to eat, and he continues eating until Shabbos, the halacha is he has to stop his meal, Mafsikin l'shabosos de Rabbi Yehuda. Because you have to show that this is the Suda Shabbos. And the way he shows the Suda Shabbos is by ending the first meal and starting the next meal. There's Machloikus Rishonim, how far does this requirement of Afsaka go? Tosfos says that you have to stop, you have to do Birchas Hamazon. You have to completely end that meal. Other Rishonim say, is as long as you take away the table and then you bring it back, that's already enough of a hecker, enough of a show that you are doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds, Eimav Sikin, you don't have to stop eating. You could finish your meal, and after you finish your meal, even though it's already Shabbos, say Birchas Hamazon, and after you say Birchas Hamazon, then you could say Kiddush. Even though Rabbi Yossi agrees that on Erev Pesach we would be more machmer. On Erev Shabbos, and even on Erev Pesach, if you began at the proper time, you could continue eating. And what did we just say according to Rabbi Yossi? If you began eating when you were allowed to begin eating, Rabbi Yossi allows you to continue eating, then say Birchas Hamazon, and then say Kiddush. We're going to learn the Mitzvah Shem in the coming sugyas, the halacha of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So now we have a question. Shmuel paskin that we have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. How do we have Kiddush B'Makom Suda if I finished my Suda and I already even said Birchas Hamazon and now I'm only just going to make Kiddush? So the Rashbam says that according to Rabbi Yossi, what the halacha does for us is that the halacha views the meal that I ate before Kiddush as if I ate it after Kiddush. And therefore, I now have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Umaisa, says the Gemara, they were sitting in Erev Shabbos in Akoi, the Kiddush Aleim Ayoim, it got dark, it became Shabbos. Omal Erev Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yossi, B'Rebbi, Ritzoin Chashanafsik, V'Nichlash L'Divrei Yehuda Chavreinu, maybe what we should do is, given that Rabbi Yehuda tells us that we have to stop the meal, L'Kavod Shabbos, so maybe the right thing is that we should stop the meal now and then stop the meal and start it again, L'Kavod Shabbos. Amloi. So Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, B'chol yoyim v'yoyim at v'chabiv devorai l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every day you appreciate what I have to say. And today, you're looking to be concerned about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But you're always following my opinion. Why today, all of a sudden, are you anxious to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Hagam lichvosh is a malka ima b'bayis. The pasuk says in the Megillah that Achashverosh said to Haman, are you trying to take over the queen of my house? So I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says that the pasuk says regarding Shaul HaMelech, Vashem imay shalocha k'maysay b'kam mokayim. When we speak about a melech, a malka, it means that the Shekhin is with him and that he always passes the shayla right. So Rabbi Yossi was saying to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the halacha is like me. I am Baruch Hashem Zoicha, that the Malka, that the Shekhinah is with me. So if the Shekhinah is with me, how do you now not follow my opinion? Amaloi, Imkain, if you are so strong about it, Loi Nafsik, we can't stop. Shemayira Talmidim, because we need to be concerned that the Talmidim will see that if we stop out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda, and now they'll see that we'll stop, they'll think that that's the halacha, the yikva halacha l'doiris. And they'll think that we have to halachically follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and not just l'chumra. Amaloi zozim misham, and that's what they said. They didn't leave that place until they paskin beferish that the halacha is k'Rabbi Yossi, that if somebody began the meal, in the time that you're allowed to begin the meal, then you begin, you say birchas hamazon, and you're going to say kiddush b'muk. You say Kiddush afterwards, and as we just said, it's not considered a problem of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. We said one teretz because the Suda that you had before becomes the Suda of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Another pshat that I saw that the Chasam Sofer wants to suggest is that you eat by drinking a cup of wine, you could fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda. It's the opinion of the Bach. However, the Ein Yitzchak asks on that opinion, because the Ein Yitzchak says that even the Bach, who is of the opinion that you can be Yoytze Kiddush B'Makom Suda, with drinking a cup of wine, not the cup of wine of Kiddush. When he says you have to do, when you can be Yoytze Kiddush B'Makom Suda, with drinking a cup of wine, it's an extra cup of wine. There is no one in the Gemara who says that they drank two cups of wine. So it's obvious that that's not the way they solved Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Other Rishonim and Achronim explain the Gemara quite simply. The Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Shmuel. Shmuel indeed holds that you have to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Rabbi Yossi disagree. So ask Tosfos, this is all understandable every Erev Shabbos. So you'll start the meal when you're allowed to start the meal. You'll eat the whole meal. Then you'll bench, and then you'll make Kiddush. But Erev Pesach, how could you do so? The Erev Pesach, you have to drink Dalek Kaisis. There's a specific order of the Dalek Kaisis. And the Dalek Kaisis, the first Kaisis is Kiddush. But here, the first Kais will be Birchas HaMazon. So the Rishonim say, in such a situation where somebody had such an episode happen to him on an Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi will agree that you don't say Birchas, the Tosfos Ritz says this, you don't make Birchas HaMazon first. What you first do is say Kiddush, because the first Kais by the Seder has to be Kiddush. Moreover, Tosfos says, when we have to make this Hafsaka, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we have to make the Hafsaka, we only have to make the Hafsaka on Mishech HaSheicha. But the Miri disagrees, and the Miri says that that's only a halacha by Erev Shabbos. By Erev Shabbos, one can continue eating until it gets dark, and when it gets dark, he'll bench and make Kiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi. But or according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll stop the meal. But an Erev Pesach, says the Miri, you have to stop earlier. So Agamar says, Lo Zozu Misham, that Rabbi Yossi, it seems, forced them to paskin like his opinion. So the Chasam Sofer explains that here we see that even if somebody is makel, if he feels that people will get the wrong impression, he could publicly, strongly say that you should be makel, even though there are people who want to be machmer. Moreover, the Ramban says that even though Rabbi Yossi is paskening in our Gemara, that one could start, if one starts eating an Erev Shabbos earlier than Samach L'Mincha, then he could continue eating till Friday night. He says that no, even Rabbi Yossi concurs that this should not be done on a regular basis. The Ramban quotes a Gemara in Masechta Gittin, that Flamet Chesam Abeis, that discusses there was a family in Yerushalayim that was eradicated because this is what they did. Every Erev Shabbos, even though it was before the time that you're not allowed to eat, they would sit down to a suda. And that's not something that somebody's allowed to do so. Moreover, the Magen Mishnah says that even Rabbi Yossi, that is lenient, is only lenient in a regular meal, the same type of meal that you eat all week long. But to go on Erev Shabbos, even though it's before the Zman of Samach L'Mincha, and start eating a Sudach Shuvah, that's the words of the Magen Mishnah, certainly that's Asur. And therefore, and that indeed is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis, that somebody, Suda, Sheina Rogel Bobi Mechol, a meal that's not the typical meal that you eat all week long, one should not eat on Friday afternoon, even before the Zman. And the Bi'a Halacha takes a very interesting approach. The Bi'a Halacha says that even once in your lifetime, you should not that do so. But the Ramah does say that let's say there's a Suda, which is a Sudach Shuvah, but the Zman for that Sudach Shuvah is on Erev Shabbos. A Bris Mila, a Pinyan Aben, one can make on Erev Shabbos. A Suda that you could, that is a normal Suda, the halacha is, if you eat it before the Zman, it's mutter. But the Mishnah Berurah says that, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha is that certainly, Miteisha Shas Lamala, one shouldn't make a Suda Kavua. And as we're saying, a Suda Chshuva, if it's not that day Suda, you shouldn't make that day. On the other hand, the Bi'a Halacha does say, one also has to be concerned not to come into hungry, not to come into Shabbos hungry and famished. And therefore, if somebody's really hungry on Erev Shabbos, one may eat, so you should be able to come into Shabbos as one is supposed to enter Shabbos Kodesh in the proper frame of mind. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses, what about a halacha of the Sudas Erisin? So that is a concept that the Gemara says in more than one place, that we need to be concerned, Shem Yekadmenu Acher. We need to be concerned that you could make a Sudas Erisin because maybe somebody else will marry this woman. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not what we do. A Sudas, when we have an engagement party, a Vart, a L'chaim, whatever we'll call it, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not called a Sudas Erisin. A Sudas Erisin is a marriage. There's no marriage taking place. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, to make a full-fledged Sudas Erisin on Erev Shabbos, given what we just learned, is inappropriate. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if they're just going to serve markachas, you're going to serve some cake and some nash at an engagement party, that may be done on even Friday. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if Erev Shabbos and Yontif, you have to stop as soon as Shabbos begins and take away the table and say Birch Samazon. Like Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, that one doesn't have to stop at all. What is the halacha? Pyrus Mappa, take a tablecloth, cover up the food, or mekadesh, and say kiddush, and then continue your meal. So many Rishonim have the question, here we have a machloikas amaroim, a machloikas tanoim, a Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. How could Shmuel the Amora say an opinion? So the Rashban says that actually Shmuel followed the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that even though Rabbi Yossi said that one could continue his meal, he said that no, I want you to make Kiddush when the Zman for Kiddush comes. And the reason is, because as we found before, that Rabbi Shmuel is concerned that for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and because Shmuel was so concerned for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that's why Shmuel said, make Kiddush immediately, don't bench, and then make Kiddush. Taisa says, that there was a third opinion that Shmuel was aware of, not like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and that was the opinion that Shmuel followed, and that's why he paskin Paris Mappa Umakadish. So the Rashbam explains that the reason we have to do Paris Mappa is because every Friday night, the halacha is, even if you're not in the middle of a meal, the halacha is you're supposed to cover the chalas before you make Kiddush. Why? So there are a number of reasons given in the Rishonim. One reason given in the Rishonim is to show the Yakra the Shapsa, to show the Chshivas of the Suda Shabbos, to show this not just that you're sitting down for a meal. It's not just that you're sitting down for dinner. This is a Shabbos Suda. And like this, by showing it that I'm prepared the food, that's how I show the Chshivas for Shabbos. The Rashbam also goes on to say that we've been learning in our Gemara that in the certain circumstances we do Akira Shulchan, we move away the table. But as Tosis explains, that was in those days where every individual eating a meal had a small table in front of them. But Zman Hazeh, we have a big table, which would be very complicated to do it. So this is in the place of Akira Shulchan. But then the other pshat is that, which many Rishonim suggest, that the halacha in Hilchos Brachos is that one should really make a bracha on the bread before we make a bracha on wine. But here we're making Kiddush before we make the bracha on wine. And therefore, to cover up, so to speak, the embarrassment that we're embarrassing the bread, that we're making the bracha on the bread before, bracha on the wine before the bread, we cover it up. Another pshat that the Rishonim say is because it's zeich lemon, just like the mon did not fall on Shabbos, but the mon that we had from before Shabbos had a coating under the mon and a coating over it. So too, the challah that we have on the table on Shabbos is zeich lemon. We should have a tablecloth under it and a tablecloth above it. So here we see that because we're making Kiddush, we should, before we're doing that, the halacha is that we should cover the bread. And the reason we should cover the bread, I saw the Magen Avraham explains, even though you're middle of the meal, the halacha is once the Zman Mitzvah comes, you want to show that you're doing the Mitzvah. And how do you show that you're doing the Mitzvah? The way you're showing that you're doing the Mitzvah is by, that you're doing everything in the covered Mitzvah is by covering up the bread. There's an interesting machloikis in the Rishonim. So now, we're in the middle of the meal. It's Friday night. We're in the middle of the meal. And Shabbos comes. According to Shmuel, Paris Mappa Makadish. So the Rif says that first we have to say a Birchas HaMotzi over. Why do we have to say the Birchas HaMotzi over? So the Achrayim explained the opinion of the Rif that since we were mafsik, covered, the halacha required us that we can't continue eating. So since the halacha stopped us from being able to continue eating, so now it's like a hesach hadas. And since it's like a hesach hadas, we have to make a bracha. I saw that the poskim asked, the halacha is, the Baal Amor already asked this question, that the halacha is if somebody in the middle of a meal goes out to daven, he doesn't have to, if he's intending to come back to his meal, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. And here we're saying that if he's Paris Mappa Makadish, which is much less time than going out to daven, he does have to make a bracha. So the Baal Amor disagrees. He says, indeed, because of this question, he says you don't have to make a new Birchas HaMotzi. But I saw that there are others that explain, you don't have to go to tefillah. But here the halacha, as Shmuel is teaching us, requires us to be Paris Mappa Makadish. Since the halacha requires us to be Paris Mappa Makadish, the halacha is very different. The Shulchan Aruch, Lalacha Lamaisa, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet, says that if somebody began eating on Erev Shabbos, when he's allowed to begin eating, and now Shabbos comes, the halacha is he should not continue eating, Paris Mappa Umakadish. But now when you make Kiddush, says the Shulchan Aruch, if in the meal that you were eating, you already had been drinking wine, and you already made a Bar Pri Agafen, the halacha is you don't have to make another Bar Pri Agafen when you make Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch Unlike the Rif, like the Baal Amor, says that you already were eating bread, you don't have to make a new Birchas Hamotzi. And in fact, he brings down both opinions. And the Taz Paskins, because Suffolk Brachas Lahakul, indeed, don't make another Birchas Hamotzi. So our Gemara just taught us the halacha is that you have to cover the bread before you make the as you come to the table, the challah should be covered when you make kiddush. And we just gave many different explanations, given by the Rishonim. So I saw the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses the halacha is that very often in shuls, in catering halls, they serve kiddush on Shabbos after davening, and they put cake on the table, which is a bari min mezaynus. And they also serve wine to make kiddush. So why don't we cover up that cake for the same reason, like we have to cover the challah Friday night? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that's only by lechem mishnah. This halach that you have to cover it up is only by lechem mishnah. He also wants to suggest two other pshatim, there's another pshat that I saw, that only the person who's making kiddush has to be worried about this, because he's making the bari priya gofen before he made the bari mina mezaynus, which is not halachically usually correct. But the other people who are not making their own kiddush and not making their own bari priya gofen don't have to be concerned about that. I saw another pshat that since the pieces of cake are sliced pieces of cake, so the halacha is that by sliced pieces of cake, you can't make lechem mishnah on sliced pieces of cake. So then the concern that the challah, the cake has to be covered when you're making bari priya gofen doesn't apply. There's also a question, how long do the challahs have to be covered? If the concern is shloyir pash boishtoi, that we're worried that the pash should not see its boishes, so that's only while I'm making kiddush. Once I finish kiddush, I can already uncover the chalas. For the other reason, especially for the reason of mon, then you should keep them covered until you actually make the hamotzi, which is the minig. Furthermore, the Michsalazer and the Sefer Nemuke Chaim has a discussion, particularly if we say that the reason for covering the chalas is zeichel mon, so the halacha certainly doesn't only apply Friday night. It should apply by Shabbos by day. And he also suggests that maybe it should apply Shabbos by Shalosh Shudas. All the Sudas that we eat on Shabbos are Zeich Laman. And if all the Sudas that we eat on Shabbos are Zeich Laman, perhaps by all the Sudas, we should have to cover the Chalas Zeich Laman. Al Gemara just taught us that the proper thing to do is Pyrus Mappa or Mekadosh. So I saw a very powerful word. Pyrus Mappa means to cover. Somebody who covers himself up, who acts in a humble and a modest fashion, he doesn't advertise who he is, Mekadesh. He is indeed the individual who is considered Kadosh. He is the individual who's considered a holy individual. People who act in a very humble, modest way, those are the great people. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that indeed the opinion of Shmuel? Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachlifi by Rav Dimi Amar Shmuel, K'shem Shemasifim L'Shkiddush, that as we've been learning, if in the middle of the meal it becomes Shabbos, we have to stop the meal in order to make Kiddush. Kach Mafsikim L'Avdolah, that if one is eating Shabbos afternoon and the time of Matzah Shabbos comes, you stop the meal to make Avdolah. Ask the Gemara, what is meant when it says Mafsikim L'Avdolah? Certainly it means Lakira Shulchan, because the only time we could say that Paris Mapu Mekadosh is an option, we only could say Paris Mapu Mekadosh is by Shabbos, particularly if we follow the opinion of the Rishonim that say that the Paris Map is to show the Cheshivas of the Suda Shabbos. So that we could say on the Friday night meal that we want to show the covered Shabbos. Matzoi Shabbos, there is no point of Pyrus Mappa Mekadosh. So what does Mafsikin obviously mean by Matzah Shabbos? Lakira Shulchan, that we take the table away and we end the meal in order to start in order to be able to do Havdalah. And we see that Pyrus Mappa is inadequate. So if Shmuel holds that way, how can we say that Pyrus Mappa is Mekadosh? Says the Gemara Loi, that not only Friday evening, if we're in the middle of the meal and it becomes dark, we should Pyrus Mappa Mekadosh. The Loch is Matzoi Shabbos as well. If I want to stop, you have to make Havdalah, it's enough just to be Pyrus Mappa and be Mekadosh. That's the way Posh Pshat in the Gemara. That's the way Rashbam learns. There are others learn that the Gemara actually means to say that by Matzah Shabbos you would also have to do Paris Mappa Mekadosh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rafuna Ikel Lebei Resh Galusa. Rabbi Rafuna once came on Friday to the home of Resh Galusa, and when they came home from Shul, Aisa Taka Kamei, they brought the bread to the table, Paris Mappa, and he covered up the bread, the Kiddush. And then he made Kiddush. So he brought the bread to show that the bread is L'Kovet Shabbos, but he covered it up to show that we're going to make Kiddush first. Tanya Nami Hochi. And indeed, there's a brisa that supports this type of minig. Tanya Nami Hochi, Shem Avin as a Shulchan, don't bring the small tables to the Suda, Elam Ken Kiddush, until you make Kiddush first. So I saw the Tosfos asks, the Gemara Masechet Kiddush, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the base, says that if somebody comes home from the base of Knesset Friday evening, and Matzah Ner Dolik, and you find that the candles are lit, the Shulchan Aruch and the table is set, and we toss them tzas, and the home is nice, neat and clean, Malach Tov HaMalaveyu, the Malach Tov who escorted him from Shul, Amar Yiratzon Shetei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach, and Mitzvah Shem, next week Shabbos should be the same. So we see that you have to have the Shulchan Aruch set when you come home from shul. Here we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa just said, don't have anything until we first make Kiddush. So Taisa says, it means that you have the small table, as we're discussing, set in the other room, and then after you immediately make Kiddush, and after you make Kiddush, you roll out that table. And Tosfos indeed says that that was only in their times, which I said earlier, they had these small tables that everybody sat with their small table in front of them. So it wasn't a big issue to make Kiddush and then roll out these small tables in front of each one of the participants in the meal. However, Bizman Hazeh, where we have a large table and everybody sitting at the table, the halacha is that one could have the table set, but as we learned earlier, that we should have the chalas covered for the various reasons that we gave, that the chalas should be covered when we make Kiddush. Says the Gemara, in those words, in their world, in Havi, if somebody brought out the bread, the table with the bread on it, before Kiddush was recited, the halach is Pyrus Mappa Mekadosh. We should be Pyrus Mappa or Mekadosh. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, we learned in one Braisa, Shavin, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, even though we've been learning in Daf Tzadik Tesom Abayz, and at the beginning of our Shir, the Machloikas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, when and what one could eat, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, everybody agrees that She'em Aschilin, that everybody agrees that we shouldn't begin eating from the Zman of Samach L'Mincha L'Mala on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, and certainly Erev Pesach. But there is another braisa that says, Shoven, everybody agrees, She'em Aschilin, that we may eat. So how do we understand these braises, given everything we've learned? And certainly the two braises seem to be very much contradicting each other. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Ahadu Tanya, Shem Aschilin, the braise that says that we shouldn't begin eating Mishkachsla is referring to Erev Pesach, that we learned that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on Erev Pesach, that one may not begin a meal Samach Li mincha a half an hour before the mincha ketana, as Rav Huna taught us in the shir, and therefore, so that's pshat v'shavin shayim aschilin. Ella hadatanya, but ask the Gemara the brisa that says that everybody agrees shem aschilin that we could begin a meal. How do we understand that halacha? Rav Yehuda clearly says Amos. In Erev Shabbos, if we're going to say that this brisa is talking about Erev Shabbos, haven't we learned that Miflik Polig, the Rebbe Yehuda, says that not just Erev Pesach, but every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, we can't begin a meal at that time? Answers the Gemara, Loikasha. As we said before, Kaidin Tisha, before 9 hours in the day, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we could begin a meal on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. And when the Braisa says, Shavin Shemaschilin, that we could begin a meal at that time, that is the opinion everybody will agree. Kalacha Tisha, after the ninth hour in the day, Rabbi Yehuda holds that every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, we may not begin a meal, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees. So if it's before 9 hours in the day, so certainly, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we can begin a meal. What is the chiddush of this braisa? So the Rashbam explains that the braisa is coming to teach us that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you began eating before 9 hours in the day, says the Rashbam, that you could continue eating until shetachshach, until it's night. Another pshat is that a person to begin, as long as he began eating before 9 hours in the day, even though he knows that by doing so, he's certainly going to go past the ninth hour because he just began not long before. The halach is as long as he began at a time that he's allowed to begin, there is no problem, there is no isser in what he did, and he can continue his meal. Until he continues meal, at shetachshach.